On Wednesday afternoon, Pope Benedict travels across Rome for the inauguration of a new guest house and pilgrim centre, dedicated especially to visitors from Australia. The smart, newly restored building is located close to the main Termini train station and boasts state-of-the-art facilities, plus a beautifully decorated chapel offering daily mass in English. While the guest house is open to visitors from anywhere in the world, the aim of the centre is also to raise the profile of the Catholic Church in Australia and to strengthen its ties to the heart of the Universal Church here in Rome. During the inauguration and blessing of the new building, Pope Benedict will be accompanied by the Australian bishops, who were in Rome on their five-yearly ad limina visits to the Vatican, and by other special guests, including Australia's first resident ambassador to the Holy See, Tim Fisher. I took a trip across town to the new centre in Via Cernaia with the ambassador to sample this special brand of Aussie hospitality, starting with the name of the building itself.
It is in fact Domus Australia, and of course technically that is a little bit of a contradiction if you're going to go Latin the whole way, but I think it's got a great ring about it, and it was chosen by His Eminence Cardinal Pell. It's a project of the Church of Australia, not an Australian government project, but has led to the revamp of this magnificent, somewhat disused Marist monastery near Termini. And it's been funded by a number of dioceses in Australia, including Sydney, Melbourne and Perth at one level, and dioceses like Lismore and Sandhurst and others, and full marks because it's off to a flying start.
It's a guest house, but it's more than just that, isn't it?
It is a pilgrimage centre. We had our first Anzac Day Mass there earlier this year as a prototype run. And it is and has a conference room to die for in terms of Rome and PowerPoint pre-installed and the like in the Cardinal Knox Centre near the chapel. And it is, I think, going to be a community focus for those passing through from Australia, but not only Australia, and not only people of Catholic faith, but those who can any of the 30-plus rooms of high standard, and it is very conveniently located to transport.
You had your first pilgrims going through, I believe, on the way to World Youth Day, didn't you?
Yes, they've had trial runs and now in a great coup for Australia, I think, and for the Domus Australia and their team. The Holy Father, Pope Benedict XVI, is blessing and opening Domus Australia. It's not often he comes this side of the Tiber, and it is, I think, has been redeveloped to a standard which some people will say maybe that's a little much, but I think if you look at it carefully, it's been developed to a standard which is going to last. And if you're going to do something in Rome, and if you're able to over 2 years do it properly, well, you're going to be better placed for attracting paying guests and for making it a success.
On the subject of things that last, I understand that during the renovation work, the developers came across some first century artefacts, a problem that is quite common when renovation work goes on here in Rome, but they may be on display at some point later in the guest house.
In fact, in the courtyard now, there is a 2,000-year-old pavement, that sort of slant tiling that was the feature of 2,000 years ago, baked ceramic tiles in the pavement, and that's been beautifully and carefully protected and placed in the courtyard. Deep down, below one of the accommodation wings, it might be the Joe Greck wing, there is a sewerage line to the Tiber from 2,000 years ago as well. And, of course, part of the health and dynamic of Rome was it built sewerage early, and that greatly improved the health of the people who lived in and around Rome. So it has everything, hopefully sewerage of modernity as well as sewerage of yesteryear if all else fails.
So plenty of history there, but there's also some modern works of art, aren't there, particularly in the chapel, I believe?
Yes, a very great selection of religious art from Australian artists. And I think I've just been so lucky as ambassador, the first Australian Rome resident ambassador, time to set up the chancery. Then the canonisation of Mary MacKillop in year two, 2010, a year ago, 17th of October, 8,000 Australians and handling many aspects of that. But then now, as it happens, Domus Australia opening and using Domus Australia to conduct seminars on food insecurity and other key issues as part of my remit and work. It's been terrific that the ad limina of the Australian bishops is taking place at the same time as the official opening of Domus Australia, and as happenstance has it, in my third and final year as ambassador.
So you've got some special guests coming over, haven't you, including, as you say, most of the Australian bishops themselves?
And one Chaldean and one Maronite, remembering this is a universal international church, a universal church. It's not a universal Italian church, dare I say loudly, on the left bank of the Tiber River. But the architecture flowing with the Ad Limino and the Domus Australia of the bishops reporting into their headquarters, but also allows for a great deal of networking and further boost to Australia's profile in this very key hub of Rome.
The Domus, this guest house, will have a resident chaplain, won't it? There'll be somebody there. And the aim is, in a sense, to bring in tourists and yet help them become pilgrims. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, it has Father Anthony Denton, who's had a baptism in the technology of Domus Australia, a very direct baptism in that, and helped with Danny Casey and Gabriel Griffer and the team over there to get things humming. And he is the rector. He's available to pilgrims coming through. He's available to help people who, for whatever reason, suddenly learn of the loss of a loved one back in Australia and the like. And he has and comes from a large family in Melbourne and Ballarat in the state of Victoria. And I know Anthony will always be as helpful as he can in that role.
My thanks there to Tim Fisher, the Australian Ambassador to the Holy See.